Treasury Secretary John Snow met with Argentina's economy minister, Roberto Lavagna, this week to discuss the crisis-stricken country's economic future. Yesterday's meeting in Washington came exactly 1 year after former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill visited Buenos Aires, where he was greeted by thousands of protesters who burned U.S. flags and denounced U.S. policies. A lot has changed in Argentina in the past year, and there are even signs of economic recovery. But as Brian Burns reports, thousands still flock to church every August 7th to pray for a better fortune.
Some traveled hundreds of miles and spent hours, days, even weeks camped out in front of this Catholic church on the outskirts of Buenos Aires, all to catch a glimpse of the 3-foot statue of Saint Cayetano, Argentina's patron saint of work. Nelita Diaz waited 18 hours to get inside the church. Unlike many Argentines, she has a job. She says she's overqualified and underpaid for her housekeeping job, but considers herself lucky just to be collecting a paycheck.
I am here to give thanks for my job and the jobs that my family has. I am also here to ask for my continued health and to pray for all those who need work and blessings.
It's controlled chaos on the small city street outside the church. While vendors sell sacred stalks of wheat and other religious paraphernalia, thousands of volunteers usher the steady stream of worshipers into the cathedral. Father Carlos Salazar estimates that between 350 and 400,000 people entered the church on August 7th alone. He says Argentina's recent economic crisis has made their devotion to Saint Cayetano even stronger. Saint Cayetano is our partner for life, he says. He is someone who we know is always by our side and who touches all the vital elements of our life, food, family, and work. Work is something that many Argentines have been without in recent years. The economic meltdown in 2002 sent unemployment and poverty rates soaring. The country is still wobbling from default and devaluation, but the economic sector does seem to be on the rebound. Numbers released recently by the Argentine economy minister showed that the unemployment rate is 15%, down from a record 22% in May 2002. Argentine officials visited Washington Thursday, looking to secure a new deal with the International Monetary Fund, a deal that many are hoping will put Argentina on the road to recovery. Pablo Cisneros is skeptical that an agreement with the IMF will benefit him. The 27-year-old received his accounting degree last year and has been searching for a job ever since. Nobody will give us young people an opportunity, even though we are qualified and capable, he says. There's just no work to be had. Argentina's President Néstor Kirchner has been in office only 2.5 months, and he has been working hard to steer his country out of crisis. He's now enjoying the support of the majority of Argentines, according to recent polls. But as the throngs around the statue of Saint Cayetano demonstrated, many here put more faith in prayer than in a politician. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.